Welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm Sharon Knotts and I'm so glad you're listening today because I know you will be blessed by today's message by my father, Brother Hardy. What is the exceeding greatness of God's power? Maybe you know the answer or maybe you're not sure. Well, either way, I believe you're going to learn something new today as you listen to this exciting message, What is the Exceeding Greatness of God's Power? At the close of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of today's message. And now let's join Brother Hardy.
But God, who is rich in mercy. Hallelujah.
Giving us what we shouldn't have. Go ahead.
For His great love. Wherewith he loved us.
Go ahead.
Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ.
Quickened us, made us alive with him.
By grace
by
we are
saved. By grace, by the free gift.
And hath raised us
and
up
now
together.
Now the second reason, raised us up with him.
And made us sit together.
Sit together. Where are you sitting at? I ain't worried about Satan's seat. He's going to be thrown out. I'm sitting somewhere. I'm raised up with him. I'm quickened like he was quickened. I'm raised up with him. I'm seated where he is. And that means all those powers are under my feet. So I used to preach a message, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? He can huff and he can puff, but he isn't blowing my house down. Because number one, I'm not a little piggy, I'm a little lambie. And I'm not in a straw house. And not in a stick house, I'm in the Rock of Ages. Oh, Lord. I tell you what, go out to the mountain and try to blow it down. Put a big fan on it and try to do it. Go ahead.
And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace.
What's he going to do? We only got a down payment now. But in the ages to come, he's going to show us something.
The exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved.
By grace. You don't deserve it.
And that not of yourselves.
No, the gift of God.
It is the gift of God.
Not of works,
lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship.
We are his workmanship. You think God's going to make a bunch of sloppy looking things? Imperfect.
Created in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Unto good works.
Good works.
Amen.
Not works to get in. Works after you get in.
Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Walk in good works.
Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ.
Without God. Every Gentile was without God because they weren't under the covenant of Israel. They weren't their covenant people. Go ahead.
Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. And strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope.
We didn't have any hope till Jesus came.
And without God.
And without God, atheist.
But now in Christ Jesus.
I like that word. But now. Don't tell me what I was, but now. They can pull my past record up because man's got it. But when God pulls my past record up, there's nothing in it. It's all gone. It only starts in Jesus.
Amen.
When I got in Jesus, then the rest of it was obliterated. Man might have it in the book, but God has wiped it out. He just took the blood of Jesus and spilt it all over my past record.
Amen.
And the blood is speaking better things than Abel's. It said, Father, forgive them because he knew not what he did. How many?
But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Are you near Jesus? Are you near God? If you really know what it's all about, you're not wondering where you're at, God. You're not worrying about he left you and forsook you. No, you're near him. Do you realize, do you go through the day realizing he's with you? I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I am with you always, even to the end of this age. And then it'll no more be faith, it'll be sight. Go ahead, I'm almost finished.
For he is our peace.
My peace. When all the trouble's around, I just shut my eyes in his peace.
Who hath made both one,
Jew and
hath
Gentile,
broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
Ten commandments. Go ahead.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments.
There it is.
Contained in ordinances, right. For to make in himself of twain one
twain
new man.
To one new man.
So making peace.
So making peace.
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body.
He saved Jew and Gentile in his one crucifixion.
By the cross. Having slain the enmity thereby.
Okay, stop there. The cross is what he reconciled us. And the enmity, he slew it by what? The cross. The devil don't want you to preach the cross. Mm-hmm. They call it a bloody religion. That's right. It took his blood.
Amen.
He had to shed his blood, brother. And if you ever read or seen that Passions in the movie, you realize a little bit of what he shed. It took that. Go ahead.
And came and preached peace to
peace,
you.
Peace to you. Peace to you, Betty.
Which were afar off.
Afar off. Come on near.
And to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners.
No more strangers.
But fellow citizens and of the household of God.
Of the household of God.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles.
Of the apostles.
And prophets.
Jesus Christ
being
the chief cornerstone that holds it all together.
In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord.
We are the temple.
Ye are also builded together for an habitation
of God
through the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Now, how is the Lord and the Spirit in us? I just read it to you. He was the foundation of that building. You're a stone. I'm a stone. We're lively stones built in to a holy temple for the inhabitants of God. That's how the Spirit is, the Holy Spirit. Every one of us is a stone. Every Christian is a stone, and he's in the middle of the church. And this temple is a living temple. It moves when he moves, like the cloud that led Israel, and stays when he stays. Peter said, you're living stones. Lively stones, the same word in the Greek, but it's okay. You're lively stones in a living building.
Amen.
It's a live building. And God inhabits it by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And wherever the Holy Spirit is, that's where his temple is. Amen? And his temple is holy. I'm going to put both words of that in the English. Holy, holy. That means W-H as well as H-O. Completely holy, absolutely holy, no unholiness in it. A glorious church that he's going to present into himself without spot or wrinkle nor any such thing, holy and without blemish. Amen. Man, you ought to be sticking up your chest. Do you realize what you got? Do you realize in any situation the power that went into the tomb and raised Jesus and changed his body and raised him above all the powers is at your disposal? How in the world can I lose? So somebody says, what do you do when the enemy attacks? I attack back, Jack. And he attacks last, gets the best attack. And this one person says, anytime I call Brother Hardy, and he can't wait till they tell me the trouble, he said, the first thing he says, let's pray! Let's pray! Let's not talk about it. Let's not try to analyze it, but let's pray. Resist the devil, and he'll flee you. I don't have no trouble. The only trouble I got is trying to catch him, because I'm resisting him with that exceeding great power beyond man's ability to elucidate on it that's turned to me, and I can go and have that power. Whew. He gave it to everyone.
Amen.
He had to you. You've got to claim it.
Amen.
You need to look in that mirror and say, I'm a son of God. And then you need to say, because I'm a son of God, I'm in the same family as anybody else, which means I'm not inferior.
Amen.
I can stand in God's presence because I'm not inferior. Adam could stand in God's presence because he was in the likeness and image of God.
Amen.
He wasn't inferior, just had a different type of body. Not inferior. Can you get that? That blows your mind. Not inferior. God looks us as a joint, equal. Him and he say amen. And whatever he has promised to Jesus, he gives it to us because he said, Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. And then Jesus took the checkbook and says, now I bequeath this to every one of my brothers and sisters. And you got to sign it to cash it. I mean, you could have a big check. $1,000, $10,000, whatever your number is. But if you don't take and sign it, it ain't no good to you. It's just like a piece of paper. I mean, you sign it by faith. In fact, Jesus has given us a bank book signed by him without putting any amount in. And according to your faith, you fill it in. Little faith or no faith, you don't fill nothing in. Say, what do you put on there? Everything! It would take me forever to list it. Everything! I want everything! I want everything that belongs to me that Jesus brought. I know I don't deserve it. I'm not going to stay here and say I deserve it, but he loved me anyhow. And the devil says, you don't deserve it. I said, yeah, but God give it to me anyhow. And I praise him. Come on, stand to your feet and praise him.
Amen. What an anointed and encouraging message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. What is the exceeding greatness of God's power? How exciting to know that God wants us to know, that is to experience the exceeding greatness of his power, that he wants the eyes of our spiritual understanding to be enlightened so that we may know the riches of our inheritance in Christ. How could we possibly define God's power in its superlative manifestation? It has been said that when the New Testament writers want to define the great love of God, they point to the cross. And when they want to define the great power of God, they point to the empty tomb. But God's power exceeded even the raising of Jesus from the dead, because others have also been raised from the dead. For God not only raised Jesus out of the sepulchre, but he raised him far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. He raised him to sit at his own right hand, the place of supreme power and honor and authority. And child of God, it gets better. He raised us up too, with him, and seated us with him in the heavens with all authority under our feet, because we are his body in this world. Saints, you need to get this message, and it is available in audio tape and CD for a love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer number 314T for the audio tape or 314CD for the CD. And send your love gift of $10 or more to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, go online to rghardy.org. Now, even if you do not wish to order, we still need to hear from you. And we ask you that you'd send a special offering to help us pay for the airtime. Your support is vital if we're to remain on this station. But if you'd like today's message, ask for offer number 314T for the tape, or 314 CD for the CD, and send your love offering to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online to rghardy.org.